You have to feel for Vince, as he might be the first player in Big Brother history to go malnourished as a have-not. We are here, ladies and gentlemen, to recap the Sunday episode as well as go over some spoilers, and I feel like the season has flown by. As they said before the show started, there's only 4 more weeks left in the competition. Now, of course, we knew from the live feeds that Keanu was the new head of household, and they showed it in this episode. And, you know, Will said it best. The judges suck at these competitions, and it just gives me more of a reason to believe that Keanu and Kelly are going to be in the final too. It gives me more confidence that that's something that could actually happen, because nobody in the judges can win a competition, whether it be physical or mental. I mean, you had Keanu and Kelly in the final two of a mental competition, and like 4 of you or 5 of you all dropped out at the same exact question. It was a tough and an embarrassing thing to see. And the craziest thing is, I believe this season, as far as the quiz competitions go, I don't think I've seen so little questions be asked. Like, I believe this round, there was only like 5 questions that were asked, and that's all it took for Keanu to be crowned the head of household. And a lot of what this episode was a back and forth between Keanu and Vince, and Vince kind of trying to fight for his life in the game in a situation where he did not think that he was going to be fighting for his life in this game. The Catherine vote was the final nail in Vince's coffin. It seems like he has lost Lauren, Keanu, and Kelly, and the judges really aren't with him. They aren't keeping you, Vince. And he even called himself a bitch. And he told Keanu that he felt like he couldn't even compete in this competition because he's going to be a have-not and he's going to be malnourished. And it is just, it's very, very sad. And it's not sad like you feel bad for Vince, because you don't. It's really hard to feel bad for Vince. It's sad in the way that, like, you just cringe the whole time. Like, Vince, I don't know who you're trying to gain sympathy for. You have done so many people wrong at this point, and nobody feels bad for you, bro. Not a single person. Vince losing Keanu is especially bad because if you were to just get Rachel out last week, you would have been so safe and living so easily this week, and Keanu would have won head of household this week, and the only thing that he would have done was put Morgan up. But you would have to think that Vince, for being such a worm, he would have been fine with that. He's already right now in the situation, like, they're trying to pitch Lauren hardcore, and Vince is all about that. Like, Vince is such a scumbag, and it's like, so anybody but him. Let's talk about just Rachel for a second. If you were to just put Rachel up and do kind of what Keanu wanted you to do, and you pick that side instead of getting Catherine out and Keanu wins HOH, same result, you wouldn't be on the block this week, and he probably puts up Mickey, Morgan, and Ashley, and you are chilling like a villain. You have nothing to worry about. But now, it is probably the worst case scenario, because you have burned Keanu for the umpteenth time. Rachel is back with Keanu, and Keanu wants to keep Rachel safe and nominate you now. And the worst part is that Rachel doesn't even really want to work with Keanu deep inside. Like, this is all just a facade for Rachel, and Keanu thinks that he has her completely. Rachel would turn her back on both of you in a second. This was just super damning for Vince's game, losing Keanu, that is. And then, of course, Vince and Keanu had like 2 intense back and forths. Keanu really put his foot down and told him, hey, you've burned me this many times, why would I ever trust you again? And he brought up a lot of good points, and Vince is just crying into his hands, like, man, I really just want to be here, dude. And, you know, Keanu was having none of that. He didn't fall for his fake tears this go around. Vince going out the last round before jury is like some sort of poetic justice, because he has strategically been such a bad player and has done so many people so wrong, and he is such a fan of the show that, like, him going out at this round is like the perfect comeuppance for him. And I almost kind of hope that he does go home, but we'll see. He might have a chance to weasel his way to stay in the house for one more week. And this whole, you know, Vince and Keanu back and forth is once again pretty good for Rachel's game, because she won't even be Vince's target anymore. Keanu Keanu will be, and none of the guns seem to be pointed at Rachel anymore. Rachel seems to be pretty solid. She seems to be pretty kicked back for the most part. I think if anybody has guns pointed directly at Rachel, it's Lauren and Kelly. The judges, who are not very good at competitions, they're going to need to win that head of household against just Kelly and Lauren, and that's going to be the most important head of household of the season for Rachel, because if she does not win that, those are two people the most directly against Rachel, and the two people that will absolutely put her on the block and target her. And it is very important that Rachel or somebody in her alliance wins that head of household. You got pretty decent odds. However, Lauren and Kelly are both pretty solid at competition, so it could be a little bit of a struggle for Rachel and the judges. But as of right now, it seems like Rachel has done a good job of damage control. And just the last couple of things, you can tell Vince just tries to connect with Keanu on just like things that he doesn't really know about. Like, he so isn't a sports guy. Like, he told Keanu that he felt like he was such a bad teammate and he was jumping off sides and kept setting his team back 15 yards. Offsides is a 5-yard penalty, Vinny. It's not a 15-yard penalty. That was a very silly thing to say. And the editors fitting in just long hugs between Morgan and Vince in between commercial breaks, very funny stuff. Really enjoyed that. Just really hinting at their flirt mance, their cheat mance, whatever you want to say. But it's been a big point of emphasis this week. Not a whole lot of mention of it. Maybe it gets more noticed Wednesday's episode, if I had to guess. I thought it was funny. Just a little subtle thing. And just a couple of points to point out for Rachel Riley. Her saying that she's on the bottom of the judges was just hilarious. Like, you are nowhere near on the bottom of the judges. You actually really control this whole entire group. You really control not only where the votes go, but who the target is. And all of them listen to you. And just hearing her say that she was at the bottom of that alliance just made me laugh out loud, because I'm like, Rachel, you can't actually believe that. Like, there's no way you actually think that you're at the bottom of this alliance, and you think Morgan and Vince are at the top of this alliance. Like, no. Morgan and Vince are at the bottom. They're on the block. You're gonna turn on them so quick. You don't even like them. She was pissed off at Keanu. There was like no shot that she was going to be working with him. And then he ends up winning head of household, and then she ends up coming to him and says, okay, fine, you know what, I'll work with you. And Keanu bought into that hook, line, and sinker and said, you know what, yes, I want to work with you. I'm gonna keep you safe. The frenemies for freaking life. I would say that's more about how dumb Keanu is, more so than how smart Rachel is. Because Rachel, right now with Keanu, is biting her tongue. She's not really excited to work with Keanu. Keanu has no idea about this. He thinks that he is some sort of mastermind. And, you know, I don't think I ever mentioned it out loud, but Keanu puts up Vince, Morgan, and Mickey, and his target, at least at the end of Sunday's episode, was going to be Morgan. And now we dive in to the spoiler section here. So usually we don't talk about the veto draw here, but this is kind of an importance of this veto competition, because Keanu ends up sort of regretting putting Vince on the block, because he starts to see where the vote count goes, and sees that, okay, Vince might actually end up going home. And you would think, with how Keanu and Vince have been going back and forth, and how Keanu and Vince have kind of been bickering and going at each other, you would kind of think that he would want Vince out of the game, but he does not. He wants Morgan out. He wants to keep Vince, and he wants to maybe try to repair that relationship and see where it goes. He doesn't want Vince to leave the game, so Keanu, in an ideal world, would like to use the veto on Vince. People that would do that for him are Kelly and Lauren. And guess who gets picked for the veto? I'm not even kidding you. Kelly and Lauren. Just great, great luck, and will give Vince every opportunity in the world to win that veto, because it's practically 4-on-2. As we get closer to the veto, we haven't talked about Mickey much. I felt like it was necessary to point this out. She said that she wasn't going to use the veto if she won, because she knew she had the votes. Mickey does not have the votes. I don't believe that she would have actually gone through with that. And as far as who won the veto, it was actually Morgan who wins the veto. She finally wins a competition. Vince is such a disaster. I mean, the guy was malnourished malnourished. Morgan winning the veto does not bode well for my winner pick, Ashley, who is likely the renom. Keanu is not looking at Rachel. He is looking at Ashley as a potential renom. Rachel knows this, and she was trying to talk at Keanu and try to sell Lauren. And her trying to sell Lauren gets back to Lauren, and this pisses Lauren off, obviously. But they also want to try and get Ava on the block as well. But Ashley is a person Keanu has his sights set on directly. This kind of makes Ashley spiral a little bit. When Rachel is trying to pitch Lauren to Keanu, the topic of Ava going on the block comes up, and it doesn't come up from Rachel. It comes up more from Keanu. And Keanu says that he's trying to repair or try to build a working relationship with Ava. And the funniest thing is that Ava hates Keanu. He's silly to ever think that. This fact that Ava is going to not touch the block makes Ashley spiral a little bit. And it makes Ashley think that Ava has been on the other side the whole entire time. It makes her say that she would vote out Ava over Vince and Mickey. And she takes this conversation and she takes these feelings and tells it to Morgan, who is completely against this plan. And her pitching this to Morgan, who is going to be pitching against Ashley when she needs Ava's vote, was a really, really bad look. Credit to Ashley, though, after this, she ends up working on Ava relatively quickly. Ava is somebody who I think is really out of the game and is somebody who just does not care. I think even later on in the day, she said something like, I wouldn't even mind going on the block. I don't know how much damage it would do if it came back to Ava that Ashley said this. And the other situation that really kind of started to happen last night was Morgan getting almost a little bit convinced by Vince to potentially use the veto on him. I don't believe that this will happen, but it is something that he has been pitching hard and is something that he's been working on. What I think will happen is that Morgan uses the veto and Ashley ends up going on the block. If Ashley goes on the block, it's gonna be tight if Vince goes home. I think if it's Mickey and Vince, it's pretty cut and dry that Mickey is going to go home. And if it's between Ashley and Vince, it comes down to Ava's vote once again. And Ava has been in a swing vote situation, in a power situation, multiple times this season. It's pretty clear to everybody that she does not want Vince to stay. If it's between Ashley and Mickey, Mickey will be the person that leaves. So Vince has a chance to stay against Mickey. And, you know, if you're Vince, I honestly wouldn't even really count your chickens too much in a vote against Mickey. It could also be pretty close. That is all I have for you guys for today on the Sunday episode and a Sunday spoilers recap. What did you guys think? Who do you think is going to go home this week? I have to know. Leave your thoughts in the comment section down below. Don't forget to check all the links down below as well. You can like me on Facebook at Drew Talks, follow me on Twitter at Drew Talks, or follow me on Instagram at Trey Vaughn Pixley. Thank you guys so much for watching this video, and as always, I hope you have a great rest of your day.